We're meeting at 4:30, so.
Next, on a very special edition of Foul Monkeys, Ricky learns a tough lesson in love.
Wow.
Well, that was me being raped by a dog. I want to thank my friend Lou for sending me that. He sent me a couple other ones too, but
I want
that
one.
That one's pretty funny.
Lou, send me one.
Yeah, send Nicole one.
Yeah, I'll totally scream and cry and get raped by an animal. I don't care.
Like you did yesterday.
Yeah, pretty much.
For some reason, I always think our second shows are better than the first ones.
That's been the trend.
Yes,
I think.
It has been. I think it's because we've loosened up. We're just into the groove, in the zone, as Brittany
get in the
and
zone.
Madonna would say.
I'm gonna get in the zone.
Thanks, Britt.
You're welcome.
Brian Greenschmoodle says hello to both of us.
Hi.
But he still doesn't know this diarrhea thing.
He still doesn't know how bad I no longer love him.
Sadsies.
Mm-hmm. It's always sad when you lose a love, but I found a new one, so it's okay.
Franco.
You sound like you're getting...
I'm having a seizure right now.
You're like, Franco. Do you remember 6 Feet Under when Nate died and he was like...
Yeah.
And then he died.
I love that
show. What was
show?
He saying?
He
was saying something, but then it was just like, he was stuck on the one word. It was like...
That
and then
was
he died.
Sad. I loved him.
And his whorish wife,
show.
Brenda, the whore, who loves her brother in an unnormal way.
Right.
If Billy was my brother, I kind of would too, because he's hot. I love his deep voice.
I know, right? Except for when he was in that movie, Wrong Turn. That was
true.
So stupid.
And he runs through the woods and gets shot by a bow and arrow. Like my run.
Yeah, that's hot. I like how your boobies shake with it.
Can't help that.
Can't help that. Dun, 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 dun. Can't help that.
Sorry. I'm bankrupt. Quit singing my songs.
I'll sue you.
I need the money.
I'll sue you and your money non-making profit organization.
Exactly.
Oh, God. So we just finished recording an intro for the QCast Connection. You guys should go over and listen to them. It's pretty funny.
We're awesome.
Of course, we did it several times and we fucked up every time. So,
can we call Big Fatty like how we are right now and he would be able to hear it or no?
I think so. Like his show?
Yeah, we could just call and leave a message and be like, hey, we're recording and we decided to give you a holla. And we could just say mean things about him and then hang up.
I'll have to wait and see how it gets to work. How I can get it to work.
Okay.
If there's any podcasters out there that can tell me how to use Skype with GarageBand, I would greatly appreciate it on the same computer. It'd be wonderful.
You know, I don't know what he's talking about, so yeah, tell him. I have the Skype on mine, but I have no idea.
Oh, you know what? I might be able to do it here. Let's see here.
Well, don't go jacking shit up.
Don't go jacking shit up.
I totally thought that same thing. I couldn't if I tried.
Twins.
We twinned it. No, from now on, if we do something the same, that's what we have to say. We twinned it.
Twinned it.
I love it. Twinned it.
Twinned it.
You know what the intro reminded me of?
What?
The Disney porn where Belle's getting raped by beasts.
Belle or Ariel won.
Belle's like, what the fuck?
That's Skype. I guess we can call a show. Let's see. Let's get his number.
We should call and be like, Big Fatty, what are you wearing?
How do I get the, I don't know how to get the number pad on Skype. How do I do that?
I don't know. And I just thought of the theme song for Growing Pains. As long as we've got each other, we've got the world in the palm.
There we go.
Of our
hands.
oh my God, this is going to be awesome. Let's totally call him and breathe heavy. Like, what are you wearing? I love you. Fuck me. Like, and what's your face in The Exorcist? Oh, cool.
Oh.
Did it not work?
No, I need Skype credit. Damn it. I forgot that I need that. We can't call him right now.
Bummer.
Yes, I need to buy some credit for my Skype. If you guys want to support us, buy credit for our Skype account.
I was all excited. My lips feel really weird.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs.
Owsies. So we can't call Big Fatty, but what would we say to him if we were going to call him?
I'm telling you, call him and be like, oh, Big Fatty. I love Big Fatties. They're so... I feel like I look like a maniac.
You do.
Your eyes are like, oh my God, she's crazy.
She's coming to South Khaki Lackey for you.
What? I'm going to call him on my own and be like, Big Fatty. Oh yeah, Big Fatty. Oh yeah, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh. And they'll be like, this is Nicole calling. Bye.
You love you some Big Fatty, don't you?
He's awesome. I like how he sounds. Big Fatty. Hey,
he's like an announcer.
I believe it.
Oh, I forgot we have phone calls.
Yeah. Woohoo. Phone calls.
Wow, that sounds the same as poems.
No, that's diddly poems.
Remix.
My body went numb. Or wait, numb.
Here we go.
I'm hyper.
Hello, my lovelies. This is Brian once again. I have a couple things before I get into what I mainly called for. First of all, Nicole, since you've seemed to take a liking to Franco, how about we just do this? How about we just do a three-way between the three of us? And by three-way, I mean Franco and I will be, you know, doing our own thing, and you can just padiddle yourself in the corner.
Padiddle? I guess, huh?
What else? What else? Your diarrhea podcast absolutely had me in tears and created some of my own.
Maybe he says it on this.
Before I get into that, I was at work while I was listening to it, and so I was laughing while I was working, and this girl came up to me, and she's like, what are you listening to that's so funny? I said, oh, it's a podcast I listen to called Foul Monkeys, and she said, it's called Family Geese, and then I just fucking peed my pants. Like, it wasn't that funny, but I was laughing my ass off. Anyways, what else? Ricky, you need to fucking hurry up and read Twilight already so we can talk about it.
Yes.
What else? Oh, Samantha, hello. This is Brian. I don't know if you're going to be on the show next time. But
I'm not here.
Hello, and welcome.
Leave a message.
Anyways. All right, so let's get to the meat of the situation here.
Meat.
I've created some of my own diarrhea songs, and I think you might enjoy them. So, here we go. All right.
Hold on. I got my pause button ready, because if we start laughing really hard, I'll need to pause so we can hear him. Okay, you ready?
Okay, yes.
Because I already know I'm going to laugh, because I already feel giggly.
Diarrhea just puts everyone in the laughing mood. Unless you have it, then you're right. Just like,
meh. It's not so happy.
Then you're like, meh, I got diarrhea. Sucks.
I love diarrhea.
And then you poop and cry because of the force. Of it.
Not
shoot,
the
now.
Force.
The force is with you.
All right, you're
okay,
ready?
Play it.
If you're driving down the road and something slips down your chode, diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
Chode.
I don't dig the chode.
Mm. Oh, I hit my glasses.
You suck.
Diarrhea. If your butt hair is all nappy because you sat in something crappy, diarrhea.
If your butt hair is all nappy... Dingleberries.
I think that might be the name of this episode. If your butt hair's all nappy.
And you get dingleberries.
All right, here we go.
Diarrhea. If you give a slight push and something flows at your toes.
And he's like laughing as he says them. That's what's good. I like he says a slight push. Not even a forceful one.
Well, when you have diarrhea, it's always slight. Because
you don't even have to push.
You don't know the difference between a fart and a shard at that point.
You just sit down and your butt just goes, opens up. And there's spillage.
Ew.
Oh, a toxic spill.
There we go.
Okay.
And then this is my favorite one. If you get really scared, your underwear won't be spared. Diarrhea. Love y'all, and can't wait till the next episode.
I love how he's laughing as he says them. That's what makes it the best. Because he's like, diarrhea.
Your underwear won't be spared.
They sure won't. They turn brown.
Real brown.
Downtown Julie Brown.
Okay, last phone call. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Ricky, and everyone else who has ever been on the program ever. This is Dom, a.k.a.
The Random Redhead.
Just want to give you a quick call to let you know that I'm busy walking the dog and don't think dirty thoughts. But I just want to give all my favorite podcasters a big shout out and say hello and hope you're doing well. And I really enjoy your program.
Program?
And I just wanted to say hey. So I hope you have a good weekend and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Program? I enjoy the program.
He totally has a voice. A radio voice too.
He does.
So go check out RambleRedhead.com. Check out his show. It's really cool.
Ramble Redhead.
Yeah, there. Okay. Nicole's practicing to be a radio announcer because
yes.
She's going to be famous.
I'm so going to be like the next Howard Stern, only a female.
So you're going to be Howardina Stern?
No. I would just be like Dina Stern.
Dina Stern. That sounds so hot.
I know. I have poems.
Yeah, poems. Email first.
Oh, my bad. Just kidding. That's me rewinding the poems jingle.
Oh. Remix.
Rewind.
All right. So Freddie wrote an email about the last show. I don't know if you listened to it where Samantha was talking about the guy that was deaf.
I did.
He called her on the phone. Hey, Samantha. So this is what Freddie said. I think sometimes you should read these because I'm losing my voice.
Well, you sit in the main seat, so I can't see
shit.
That's
why you bring your own laptop.
I don't like to make mine travel. It's new, and I'm afraid.
God, whatever. I loved y'all's show today. I have my own story of dating a deaf boy and totally relate to Samantha.
Aww.
I quickly got annoyed with my deaf boy because he flat out refused to compromise with communication. It was either ASL or nothing. American Sign Language.
Oh. I was like, on the computer? What? Sex, location?
It was either age, sex, location, or nothing.
I didn't know.
He gave me no leeway for trying to learn sign language. If I didn't know how to sign something and try to write it down, he would get pissed off and beat me.
He's like, I don't know how to read, so I can only beat you up. I don't know what that does.
He'd get pissed off and beat me. Kidding. I was much bigger than him. But he did get angry if someone couldn't sign to him. I quickly grew tired of this. One night, while having sex with him in the dark, because I didn't want to hear him or talk to him.
Oh, God. He'd be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right there. Right there.
A deaf person can be listening to this right now.
Ow. They're deaf. They can't feel the vibrations and know what we're saying.
A boom, a bang, bang. All right.
Aw, we're mean.
I love my deaf people, though.
Mean
I
to
do.
The deafies.
I reached into my bedside table and grabbed the first bottle of slippery substance I could find. The next morning, when I woke up, my dick region, hands, and his ass cheeks were a disgusting shade of orange.
Oh, God.
I thought he had shit on me during the night or something.
Orange? Carrots. Like a baby.
I honestly couldn't figure out what the fuck it was. I shook him angrily to wake him up and signed like a madman. What the fuck did you give me, man? What the fucking bright orange STD do you have? You can sign that?
I guess.
You're good.
What the fucking...
He looked at my crotch, confused and alarmed, mm-hmm. and was signing back something, but I didn't want to hear it, so
I didn't want to read it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this right now.
So I just closed my eyes. I went into the kitchen and wrote down on a piece of paper, "Get the fuck out of my house."
Oh my God.
After he left, I was cleaning up and found laying next to the bed a bottle of self-tanning lotion.
Oh, Freddie.
That shit will really turn your balls and everything else orange. Have a great day, Freddie.
Wow. And you totally dissed your deaf boy because you thought he had like the rare jungle virus disease that turns everything orange. Poor Deffy.
Oh. Veritable Virgo wrote in.
I wrote him a poem at one
point. Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
We still don't know. Virgo, we need to fucking
He's androgynous.
There's a song by that, by Garbage. Androgynous. Okay. Congrats on the newer VW. I own VWs for years and recently upgraded to my first Audi. Great car.
My dream!
Oh. Over-modulated. Over-modulated.
I don't care.
Check into it. I think VW calls that color you described as dusty, mauve, metallic. You think?
I don't know. I think it's called purplish.
It's called
blue.
Batic blue. I think it's what they call
Batic.
It. Batic. That's what it's called.
Batic.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
I don't know.
Or Batik. I think is what it is. My 1995 Jetta 3 was that color. Not sure about the synthetic oil, but I know the experience. They are expensive. Dealers charge the highest fees for service. Well, thank you for contacting us, Virgo. Veritable Virgo.
If you're a guy or a girl,
we need
don't
to
know
if you're a guy or a girl because we want to know which one of us can fuck you.
Yeah, that's always our competition. So far, wait. Ricky's winning.
If you're a girl, then nobody wants to fuck you on the show.
True. Well, I didn't even think about it. I was just like, yeah, we got to know. Because I like girls and Ricky likes boys. And I like boys and Ricky likes girls. Not.
All right, let's see here. Let's see, that was... Oh, yeah, if you guys want to check out my pictures, 365 days, it's me, Ricky, then do that at the blog.
Also known as the most conceited
also,
blog ever.
This is what I need. Kim Beaver wrote... I know Beaver.
Beaver.
She wrote a blog posting about me, and I want to read it. I know time. Time's wasting. I know. We got to do poems. So this is going to be real quick.
I know.
I promise.
I got
Hey, Ricky. Ricky Beaver. My name is Kim, and I have to admit that I have a guilty pleasure. I love to read Ricky B's blog, The Foul Monkeys Forum. Not only because it is amazingly creative and funny, I am constantly jealous about that, but also because it's so outrageous. I saw things over there I have never seen before or anywhere else, and this is saying something coming from a country where gelding sheep is a subject in elementary school.
Where's she from?
I don't know.
Like Scotland or something?
Maybe.
I'm Kim Beaver.
I guess what he does is art, very refined or just plain gruesome. I cannot decide. He has recently started a new project where he takes pictures of himself every day in different moods and situations. Brilliant. I am told that he is a very, very nice guy, too.
No, he's not.
Oh.
He sucks at life and he should die.
He's awful.
He's horrible. He beats me. I'm tied to this chair right now.
His amazing blog seems not to be outlet enough for his creative talent so that you can also enjoy his legendary podcast. Boy, legendary. I wish I was only as half as creative as this guy. Oh, and then I did a picture for Kim Beaver. Did I show it to you?
Yes.
And I do have one of those pictures without the shorts, but I thought that might be a little too risque.
Yeah, I would say so.
All right.
God, all these people are going to make you so freaking conceited. Like, you're not already with your 365 days of
jealous?
Me.
Jealous on what?
No.
Jealous?
I can totally outdo you when it comes to promoting oneself.
Okay, so... Poems.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Poems.
Remix.
Okay.
Okay.
You have to read the review.
Where the hell have I been?
It's Mr. B.
By Mr. B from the QCast Connection. By the way, go check out their blog or their podcast, QCastCT.com.
Okay.
I believe. Nicole is insane. Ricky has nice teeth. So it's like going to the dentist. I love it. Subscribe.
Okay, Mr. B, get ready. Mr. B has called me insane, and he speaks the truth. I am fucking crazy, and my arrest record is proof. One night I got angry and decided to kill. And I really must tell you, seeing the blood was quite a thrill. As for my co-host Ricky, his teeth, yeah, they are nice. But that won't last long because it just won't suffice. Your face. I want to punch him in the face, hard in the mouth, and watch all of his teeth move to the south. And by south, I mean the ground, right to the floor. Then I'll grab a broom and sweep them out the door.
Ouchie.
I like that one. And you're like holding your mouth the whole time.
Oh, no, it's funny because every time I see Kevin, he's like, you have the nicest teeth.
Not
like,
for long.
I better watch that microphone stand.
I'm going to bash you. I'm going to bash your face in.
I'm going to look like this. Next Ooh, episode, your, I'll be talking like this.
Do your straight face with that. You look like you were in a fire.
I don't know what that means.
Burn victim.
We love burn victims, too.
Phil. Okay. Inferior.
Wow, there's your masochistic sedatist. I think that's a word. Did I say it right?
No, you did not.
What did I say wrong?
You said sedatist. It's sadist. Or sadistic.
Sadistic.
Choose
is
one.
What I meant.
Oh, no. You suck at life.
Yes, Nessa, you're allowed on our show anytime you would like.
Yes.
And so, let's see what else. I think that's about it. You have to go to a movie. You're like 5 seconds late right now.
I know. I have to be there at 4:30.
Well, you'll get there in 5 minutes.
I know. I have to speed race.
Speed racer, go. Racer.
I can't jump and bounce.
You still got to poop?
Kinda, yeah.
You might have diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
When you're sitting in a movie and your pants are really smoothie diarrhea.
No.
Okay, so damn, we cleared out the mailbox. I knew that. All right, so Woo-hoo. Visit us at foulmonkeys.com, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
MySpace us. Email us, you already said.
Forever post
off us. Post off us. Post office us at post office
at P.O. Box
725 Lakeland, Florida 33802.
And leave us iTunes reviews. We'll really appreciate it. And yes. The picture of Mike's penis will be coming soon.
Send me money.
I think I'm going to have him on the show when we do that one. So you and Samantha won't be on that show.
Why? I'm a girl. I want to see a hard penis.
I guess I don't know if
he
it's going to be
care.
Hard.
I'll get it hard. Oh, wait. He has a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'll pretend that I got it hard. I'll take the credit for it. All I did was look at him and it got hard.
Well,
I'm giving my bedroom
someone
eyes.
Someone else is like that. You know.
So you're going to a funeral. Does that mean you don't want to play around? Yep, that's what that means.
How is a guy going to ask you to have sex with him?
When I'm going to a funeral.
Of someone you've known for like 15 years.
Yeah. So I guess that means you don't want to play. Nope. Don't want to.
Don't feel like it.
I'm in black. I'm all in my morning clothes, not my sexify clothes. What a douche.
Alrighty. Well, we're out of here. Thank you for downloading episode 184. This is Ricky.
And Nicole.
Send us your diarrhea stuff because we want to hear more of it.
Yes.
Because apparently it's too funny for us.
It's amazing and it never gets old.
We need to change it to Foul Monkey's diarrhea. Sling in the diarrhea or something. You're shaking your head. Yes, like, yes, I approve.
Trading in diarrhea. .com.
All right, we're out of here. Bye.
Adios.